This is how it was. And now, we're entering a new era. Humanity doesn't get it yet, and we also don't quite get it, but nevertheless, with the method of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we can digest it a little bit, and we can start seeing that nature is demanding of us not just to somehow get along as it was earlier with whatever conditions it was presenting us, let's say, as is demanded from the still vegetative and animate, but rather nature, the upper force, is demanding of us that we will start changing according to it. It's like the way we educate children. We don't demand so much from the children the moment they're born. We don't even care so long as they just grew up. You should weigh as much as possible, understand as much as possible, learn how to use the environment. But later on, we start more and more to demand of him. In our education, he needs to understand better what is happening. He needs to behave with the environment in a way that is more connected, more reciprocal, more integral, etc. That is, we already demand of the person to somehow take nature into consideration. Similarly, we now see that nature is demanding from us more and more to be with nature in a reciprocal behavior, with correct reciprocal development. It might be that we will be able to understand it. And out of that, we will start to change ourselves. So, our first Congress, it should really be with the spirit of we are in the last generation in a new state. And it's not that nature is pressuring us so that we somehow, with our own existing nature, will try to somehow work out, get along with the conditions that we have, but rather nature is already demanding of us to change, that we will change, not through technology, through all kinds of inventions, but rather that we will change our nature. We need to change and reach a state where our this actually is the new stage that humanity is entering, and therefore we will see how much all of our efforts, I don't mean our efforts, rather of different governments and nations, the efforts by which to put everything back the way it was before, get back to the earlier state, how much those efforts will not succeed, rather to the contrary, the blows that we will get the moment that we try to revert to the way it was before, these blows will teach humanity, hopefully, in addition to the dissemination of our knowledge, they will give humanity a new blow, a new direction, sorry. That being closer to nature means to be connected together in an integral manner. Only then will we reach a good state. And otherwise, nothing will help us. We think that maybe this is like a tsunami, the wave just goes over us, and later on it retreats back to the ocean, and we can continue living the way it was before. It's not going to be this way. Rather, to the contrary, we will have waves upon waves upon waves, one after the other. And each time when we think that, we can go back to the way it was before, again, another wave comes, and it again hits us so that we won't think about the past. Rather, we will think in the direction of the future. And the direction of the future is only about connection between us. It is still far away in order to digest it, even for us, and all the more so to explain it to humanity, and all the more so for humanity to start accepting this method as the only method of existence in our generation. However, there is no choice. The time has come where the previous time of nature has ended, where it would bend us through all kinds of little blows, just like we were pressuring children in order for them to grow up. But the moment they've reached the age of maturity, it can be different for each one. It can also be at the age of 20 or 30 or even 40. However, the time has come, and now the person needs to start understanding what is it that he has to do, not just running away from all kinds of limitations and pressures of nature and building a better life for himself. Man has to reach a state where only through his natural connection, without any computers, rather through connection between the hearts, he can reach identification with nature, and then in this new connection, he will start to feel a new life. This is why, indeed, it is a revolution, both a corporeal one and a spiritual one, and we have to understand it. First, understand it by ourselves, and after we understand it, after we interpret it correctly, we have to also pass it on to the...
Да, дорогой Рав, то, что он здесь Бар-Сулам пишет,
Dear Rav, what Baal Sulam writes here, he writes that the souls complete the partsuf. What does it mean to complete the partsuf?
That we, through our work in the last generation, in our time, we don't just limit ourselves in some way, rather we correct our will to receive so that it will be in order to bestow. By this, we identify with the Creator, we connect to Him, we enter a give and take with Him by us receiving from the Creator and giving to Him. It is truly a new stage in the interconnection between the created beings and the Creator. And in such a way, we reach adhesion with Him, the revelation of the Creator inside of the created beings.
А парцуф мира и парцуф совокупности душ — это разные какие-то части общей души?
The parcuf of the world and the parcuf of the souls, are they two different things?
We are a will to receive, you know, that to receive. We need to see ourselves as connecting all of these parts and attaining them as one. As one. Pity free.
So the souls in our generation are the worst, who have no desire to connect on their own. But on the other hand, nature is pushing us to connect together through a connection of the hearts. So why is it arranged that way?
It is arranged this way so that the oviyut will be very big, you know, to put upon it tzimtzum masach ve'chozer, restriction, screen, and reflected light. and through Ochozel reach into the Creator in the great levels of Nefesh Ruach Neshama and Chaya and even Yechida. So the Oviyut needs to be very big, and upon it certainly corrections of Tzimtzum, Masach, and Ochozel, the attainment of the Creator and adhesion with Him. We learn these things in the wisdom of Kabbalah. PD 25.
Rav, I can feel how this Congress is just a one-time unique opportunity, a critical opportunity for us to develop and for the world. So I want to ask how to focus, concentrate all of our desires, our prayers, everything that we accumulated to one point, in one direction, how to do that all for the Congress, to focus it.
I think we should have a problem. I mean, we have work, we have a place for an effort, but we have no real problem that we cannot overcome. Rather, we have something to overcome, but it is in order to achieve high degrees. Therefore, this overcoming should be a source of joy and attainment and advancement. This is how I see what we have.
Or for the connection of the world.
I think that this Congress is actually about our connection. The fact that we're also concerned about the world, it's according to the rule that the end result is in the preliminary thought. We have to think about what are we doing it for? Are we doing it for us? That is forbidden. It's not spiritual. We have an inclination to bring the whole of humanity to connection with the Creator in order to give Him contentment. Therefore, this is how we need to look at it. Even though the big part of this work, we cannot yet actualize it. So for the time being, we're only performing a correction on ourselves, but with the intention that later on it will help us to reach our primary work, which is connecting the whole world with the Creator. Hebrew 10.
Hello, Rav. You said we need to make an effort. How can we measure the effort that we make?
To measure it, we cannot yet. We don't have yardsticks, the units, Oviyut, Masach, or Chozel. What do we reach? Which Sfirot? We don't know that yet, which degrees we're coming to. However, we need to do the work, whatever we're given, as much as possible. A child, before he goes to first grade and then second and third and fourth, he's going through such states where he's not measured so much. So that's where we are for the time being.
I'm asking because we're doing a lot of work now with the Congress coming up. Yes. How not to miss?
You won't miss out on anything. If you are in the lessons, if you are talking between you, if you are concerned about how will we go through this connection, then there is no problem. Besides this, what is the Congress itself? Sorry for saying so. The most important is the preparation. Today, tomorrow, all of these days where we are working towards it and we're scrutinizing what kind of connection should be there. We don't get to some special day and there we have a connection and before that there is no connection and afterwards there will be no connection. Rather, we're all the time in something called Congress, a connection of our hearts, a connection of our desires. We speak about the goal, how do we actualize it, how do we publicize it. Therefore, don't think about it, that it comes to a certain moment and that's it. It's like you have some holiday, every nation has such holidays. So we reach this holiday, today it's the holiday, the next day you don't remember anything. The most important is, you know, before it, you speak a lot about it, you prepare for it, the next day there's nothing. That's not the way it is for us. For us, these dates of the Congress, let's say, it's only in order to rise towards it and then continue rising afterwards.
like congresses as before, but we feel that it's something very special in terms of preparation. What should we do special in terms of preparation?
What's special about it is that we are in a situation where we understand that nature is demanding of us a new behavior, not only of us, of the whole of humanity. Nature is pressuring us in the form of this coronavirus, and it is demanding of us to understand, to feel the essence of this, of its pressure on us. What is it demanding of us? It is still far away that people will understand that it is demanding of us to connect, but it should at least be clear to them that we're not going back to the previous state. They need to understand that, first of all, from the politicians and economists and the rich people and the poor people, everyone needs to understand we have reached a new state. There's no going back. What is this new state? Well, let us learn. But we cannot learn about it if we're still in trying with all of our force to go back to the way it was. There is no going back. You see, reconstructing the old thing is impossible. It cannot be corrected. Because what we were in is we were in a state called the degree of the animates, where nature was pressuring us and we accordingly would be pushing it. And in between, we would be building our systems with the family, the society, each and everything. Now it's not this way. Now nature is not demanding of us some external adaptation to it so that we will bend nature through our technology for all kinds of things. No, now it's not going to help. To the contrary, we will see how with all of the power of our technology and everything, it will not matter. What will matter is actually our inner connection, that I will want to understand nature and to be connected to it internally. And this is a totally new kind of development. It is a development by me making concessions to nature and nulling myself. I want to be connected to nature as an integral component of it, of nature.
The tents are the laboratory where we reach that inner force you talked about. And you told a friend before that you need to explain this to yourself and then you'll understand it and be able to explain to others.
Yes.
So what's the connection between this lab experiment we do every day in the lesson and the problems of the world and what it lacks?
There is a big difference, because in the lesson, I'm in my 10, and outside of the lesson, I'm in my 10, and I constantly try to see myself there as an integral part connected with them, and they are connected with me. And then out of that, I acquire new discernments about connection between people, between the hearts. And then with those new discernments, I can already go out to the broad public and explain something to them. If I don't have this feeling of inner connection in the 10, then I will not be able to do anything. I won't be able to correct anything, myself or the world.
You explained previously that first of all, it's important to explain that we're not returning to the previous state. But humanity as a whole is acting in such a way where what gives hope to people is that we're soon to return to the previous state. So us giving this message, we may be taken to be prophets of wrath, right? And people won't want to hear. So how to make them open their ears to hear the message?
This is why we have to renew within us this system that Bala Sulam explains to us about. What is this system of nature? How does this exist? How does it move on so that we will know how to explain to humanity where we are, in what system, and how does this system reach correction? Through which stages does it reach correction? Then we will be able to explain to them also what is happening with our generation. We are done being on the degrees of the still, vegetative, and animate. Where the attitude towards the still, vegetative, and animate from nature is only through pressure. Nature pressures, and through its pressure, everything exists. And this is how we were also, how we would advance in such a way, only according to nature's pressure, we built all kinds of systems. So how can we feel in opposition to nature's pressure? How can we feel more comfortable? That was it. This is how our whole life was. If it's cold, if you feel cold, we'll make it warm. If you feel this way, we'll make it that way. Meaning to compensate, to complement, to make some correction over nature's pressures in our lives. Meaning the way that our egoistic will to receive felt itself, that how can it be in a good state? And that was what our whole life was about throughout the whole history of humanity. Now we've reached a new stage. This stage is called the last generation, or the degree of Adam, similar to the Creator. Nature is pressuring us not in order for us to make some correction such that we will erase its negative influence. If it's cold, let's make it warm. If we have some pressure, let's make it this way, that way. No. Nature is demanding of us to identify with it. That we will be like it. We will connect with it. It's a new method in our life, in our history, totally different. Therefore, the wisdom of Kabbalah is becoming revealed. This is why Kabbalists speak about it. This is why we're all reaching it, where we feel helplessness. There are those who feel it out of the calling of their soul. They have a desire to know, to understand, to attain it, to live in it. They want it. As people, humans, others feel it still as beasts. They feel bad in this life with the coronavirus and all of these things. So they are trying to run to the old corrections to try and make some compensations to all of the bad things that we have with the virus and all of these things. We need to teach them that that's not the right way. It's a waste of time. We need to reach our own correction from within. This will actually give us the good, beautiful new state, feeling ourselves in a good way. Anyway, we're drawn to good, but egoistically even, we will be drawn to get to know the force of bestowal, the force of the Creator, the connection between us. We will start to advance within the world to receive, and gradually, bit by bit, we will draw the reforming light. It will change us in order to bestow. We will start to appreciate the connection between us. We will start to appreciate its connection between us, and we will start to understand what is this force of bestowal that exists outside of our nature. But actually, it determines everything. It pressures us, and this way it is promoting us, moving us bit by bit towards it. This is what we have to digest and explain. But this is actually our generation. This is its essence. This is what we have to digest, to speak about it in the Congress during all of these days, and then in the Congress, everyone together also. And from there on, hopefully, we will enter dissemination. We will be able, we will find the words, the approach, the logical explanation such that they can understand us, all of these different nations, the whole of humanity, and that way we will continue. And by us connecting between us and extending it to humanity, we will start to be closer and closer to the Creator. And already from the spiritual degrees, we will also be able to bring down this knowledge, this matter, the method of correction. This is our direction. Is it within our ability to consider previous state?
We need, as quickly as possible, and with as much pressure, right, in our desires, to understand our true state and how the Creator is beginning to behave in a new way with respect to us, so that only connection between us and our dissemination of that connection in the whole world will bring us and the world to correction. And we, Bnei Baruch, are part of, we are the group which is the conduit, as he writes, from the Creator to the whole of humanity. And so our mission is that, right? How to convey this knowledge about our generation, about those crucial, that crucial correction to the whole world.
À l'approche du congrès, les égos se manifestent plus. Quelle attitude dans la dizaine devons-nous adopter pour être plus efficaces?
As we get closer to the congress, the ego develops and it is felt more and more in the tent. So what approach should we take in order to be more beneficial?
Over these next few days, every day we will go through more and more exercises, and we will reach a state where we understand better what the connection between us, what kind of connection is required, why it's connection specifically that corrects all of nature, what the Creator wants, what kind of connection does He want in.
Desire in them.
We turn to the desires of the public, always to their desires. Their desires. They want to live well. We need to say, I have it. I have something by which you can achieve a good life. And then patiently, gradually, explain to him that only in the way I suggest he organize his life, he can, it's only that way that he can achieve anything good. I also recommend that you read my Twitter. I write in Russian, but let's hope that, it's translated, right?
Yes, it is translated to all languages.
Right, so read what I write. If you want me to write more, I will try, but in a very pithy way, I try to express myself there.
Rav, can you maybe say at least with one or two sentences, what do you recommend to us so we can think around that? What do you recommend for a person in one or two sentences?
I recommend to the person to first of all hear that we're in a new period, a new era, and the old one will not return, and there's no point in sitting and crying about what was. It's like, you know, like old people who say, we were like that, it was so beautiful, not like with the new generation today. There's no such thing. No such thing. It's just over. The door was shut. We're already beyond the door. We were thrown out of that state. Through the old systems, listen. Listen. Through the old systems, you cannot govern anything now. You can only come to understand that the old systems are inoperable. And you will see now how in the next half year to a year, so many systems will collapse that we've built. Monetary systems, financial systems, industry, education, all sorts of systems. They will collapse and stop existing. They will simply collapse like a house of cards. Very simply.
And
this is what we need. Now this will no longer work. Nature is installing a new program in us, right, where I cannot profit as I did before. For all sorts of luxuries, there's no more such things. You can see what's happening. This virus deliberately, look at its nature, right? It doesn't allow us to maintain the old systems.
Yes. Rav, is there some new beginning in a person that is already feeling that change that nature is performing, is that we can turn to some deficiency from the new world that we can address?
Of course, you're already in that system. You just didn't learn how to use it. You have no such inclination because according to your nature, your habits, you're holding on to the old systems, but you're being brought to the new system, which is the 10. This is your world group, right? Start building it up as the new humanity, a new way to relate to each other from heart to heart. That's what we need, nothing else besides. And from that, you will learn how to build according to new inner relations, not egoistic relationships. You will learn how to build new systems in business, right? In your business, but all that needs to match the new connections that you have now from heart to heart. It's a new desire. It brings you a new method of connection, a new method for doing business, and the connection between businesses, and this will be different. You will see how it'll happen, how it'll come about. It's very special. And the old things, they will simply fall, collapse, atrophy. That's how it is. So don't ask me what to do. Go into your 10 as much as possible. As many connections between you, start learning the connections. These things are still theoretical. They're still kind of airy. We don't feel them exactly. But if you begin to feel them more and more, you will begin to understand that these systems of connection need to also exist between businesses. And you will see that businesses will be as before and even better than before. But in order to bestow with mutual participation, meaning the principle has to be different, such that it is in everyone's benefit and never to harm anyone, and no one will be greater than the others on the expense of others or something like that, but only for the sake of the connection. And you will suddenly see how businesses will begin to really... The sprouts will be seen in the land, right? They will sprout up, and you will see how suddenly there is a new. It's being all sown again, and the harvest is reaped again, and so on. This is called the field that the Lord has blessed. But from where will we take the principles of connection? Only from the tens, from the.
I hate the questions where we say, Rav, what should we do?
But this is kind of our culture, so I'm going to ask like that. I sent an email today to the head of many languages, and I wonder if everybody in the whole world, Kli, disseminates Duty's article one day. And all of the tens, everybody makes an internal prayer that we want to connect to the people. Maybe the next day we do it for Norma in South America, and the whole world Kli likes the article and shares the article, and maybe the next day we do it for a Russian article. I'm just thinking of some way to get the entire world Kli to do one action together, to pray for it, to spread your message. So we can get thousands of likes, thousands, you know, to flood the social network.
Organize
it. Please, sir, organize it. I will support you in everything you do. Build a dissemination empire. Please. No one is grasping it. I'm with you. Dudi and our writers here are doing a great job. I'm coming down hard on them. I did it yesterday as well. Because they need to feel a bit more that they're not only passing my words to the general public, but them by themselves participate in it, come close to them. I get involved with the public to some extent. Otherwise, there will be no connection between them and the general public. It works out that they just deliver a speech from high up. I'm waiting for your actions.
Then becomes a klipa.
Rav, is there a 10 that can say about itself that is willing, is prepared to be a medium between the Creator and humanity? Is there a 10 that can say that yes, we can be the medium between the Creator and humanity? Please. We'll love to know them.
No. Ein af echad.
There's no one. What is Haifa 3, PT 2, PT 29? Do you want to be this, or are you ready to be this?
PT 2, mi ze sham?
PT 2, who is that?
We want to, we've decided that we can, and we want to. And we're ready.
Sure. Okay. PT2, I agree with it. PT29? Who's there? Let us see them.
We also think we can.
Oh, if you're there, of course, how can it be otherwise? You and Yura.
No, me what?
Who else? Haifa 3? Oh. Who's there in Haifa 3? Oh, I see that everyone.
I
want to see.
Baltia 2, United 3.
Baltia 2, United 3. You can always speak. You can always be a medium between the Creator and the created beings, and tomorrow you're going to tell us exactly what you've done during the day in order to realize that role. Beautiful. That's how we'll advance.
Yeah,
everybody can do it. So let's see, according to your actions, that you took this role. Tomorrow you'll tell us about it, right?
Good.
So tomorrow we come to the lesson and I have a report. from every 10 that is now showing itself as a medium between the Creator and the created beings, how does it realize and actualize itself today in order to be that connector between the Creator and the created beings? Okay. So today, during the day, we should see a new world.